Effective ways to overcome resistance to change. Every individual needs to adapt to the changes around him, or he will perish. The same is applicable to organizations also. Let's have a look at the causes that make change management a ubiquitous phenomenon. So, what are the sources of change? Broadly speaking, forces can be of two types, external and internal. These are forces that are created outside the periphery of an organization. Some of these forces include demographic characteristics, technological advancements, social change, and political affairs. Internal factors have a far-reaching effect. Internal forces include human resource problems and managerial decisions. We know we cannot ignore these forces if we understand why change is needed in an organization. Now, some of the reasons why change is required. It provides opportunity for growth. Change helps to promote flexibility. It helps to develop strategic planning. It also helps companies to compete with their rivals. But still, people resist change. Resistance to change is the inborn instinct of any individual to maintain his status quo and be reluctant to move away from it. What are the causes that lead to resistance to change? Fear can be put as false evidence appearing real. It often happens that employees become comfortable in their day-to-day activities. They become apprehensive about the outcome of a newly adopted method. Here, you need to come out of your comfort zone and develop new habits. There are employees who think about change from the perspective of their own selves, but they lack the foresight to see the bigger picture of this change process. Often, employees resist the control through the new system. Lack of support due to change in the structure of the system. Employees often bear a negative attitude and are not pragmatic to the consequences of this change initiative. Lack of faith that this approach must be better than the previous one. Unwillingness to learn or develop new ideas. Employees are often apprehensive about the impact of the change on themselves. They often fear about the outcome of change, and this feeling may cause a problem in the long run. It is an important issue for managers. If not taken seriously, it can cost employee loyalty and increase the attrition rate. It is a transition phase where we need to devise constructive ways of handling the resistance factor. A clear picture must be portrayed regarding short or long-term goals that one wishes to achieve with the changes being brought about. Knowing why makes it easier to convince people to do. Let them know how this will benefit them individually. The team lead should have open channels of communication wherein all the team members can find answers to their queries and worries regarding the impending changes. This will instill a sense of confidence in the employees that they are assured of management support and guidance at all times. Rumors spread quickly, building up resistance to change. The announcement of the impending changes should be made as quickly as possible. Adopt different ways to demonstrate the need for the change. Employees will need to be given compelling explanations for the change. Involve key influencers in the planning of the changes. When executives are involved in the change process, they understand the needs and thereby become supportive to the whole idea. They will also become more responsible for its success. They will then spread the message across their subordinates and peers. Give your employees a chance to air their views and come up with suggestions to manage the change process, even if it means rejecting the process that was initially planned in favor of the new one. This will encourage participation in the change process and overcome the fear of uncertainty. Discuss the matter with your employees. Encourage them to ask questions and voice their views and apprehensions. Knowing that they are being heard will instill a lot of positive confidence in them. people are uncomfortable to adapt to new ways of doing things out of fear about the unfamiliar scenario. Assure them of enough time and support systems to guide them and adapt to the new systems. Arrange for training programs and workshops so that employees develop the skills needed to integrate with the changing environment. Offer explanations wherever needed and seek cooperation. Resolve issues amicably without fueling conflict. According to Peter F. Drucker, everybody has accepted by now that change is unavoidable, but that still implies that changes like death and taxes should be postponed as long as possible, and no change would be vastly preferable. But in a period of upheaval, such as the one we are living in, change is the norm. To read more such articles, please visit blog.comlabindia.com. Thank you.